Good morning. You're listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph with me, Gareth Jenkinson. I'm standing in for our regular host, Robert Baggs, this Monday. And of course, I'll be steering you through the crypto cosmos with our latest daily update from the digital frontier. If you want to stay ahead of the crypto curve, make sure you click that follow button, grab yourself a coffee, and let's get into it. Today's episode has some interesting twists and turns. Network activity on Solana surpassed Ethereum over the weekend as meme coins frenzy hits the network. Blockchain data shows that $100 million worth of SOL was sent to various new meme coin projects that have popped up. Bitcoin's price bounces back after a bull market correction of 12%. Coinbase's Ethereum Layer 2 network base sees a massive transaction spike following the Denkun hard fork, and Starbucks pulling the plug on its NFT rewards program. Let's dive into today's episode. Activity on the Solana blockchain exploded this weekend as users scrambled to get their hands on a number of new Solana-based meme coins. According to blockchain data, Solana's total daily trading volume far exceeded that of Ethereum. Solana's network hit $3.5 billion in daily trading volume on March 15, more than double the $1.1 billion of volume on Ethereum the same day. The price of Solana rallied alongside the huge uptick in network activity, with SOL currently trading at $200, up 7.6% over the last week and 38.4% in the last month, according to data from CoinGecko. Let's dig into the meat of these Solana-based meme coins, which have resulted in the surging activity on the blockchain. As my Australian colleague Tom Mitchell-Hill reported overnight, degens have been going all in on a number of Solana meme tokens. Over the weekend, crypto traders sent around $100 million worth of SOL in order to buy into the new ecosystem meme coins. A new meme coin called Book of Meme, aka BOEM, has been credited with pioneering a new crowdfunding mechanism called a presale, which involves crypto investors sending tokens to a wallet address before receiving a weighted distribution of tokens in return when the token goes live. It is a dangerous game to play. There's no guarantee that an investor will receive tokens after sending their holdings to the presale wallet address. Ethereum educator Anthony Sassano lashed out at the presale model in an X post, warning degens that are sending crypto to random wallet addresses in the expectation of receiving a token that things are likely to end badly. That being said, some degens have struck proverbial gold. According to a post from blockchain analytics platform LookOnChain, an early BOEM investor turned a 420 SOL deposit worth around $72,000 into $32 million in just 3 days. My 2 cents worth on this one, I have to agree with Sassano and his warning. What is effectively gambling could pay off for one or two investors, but this is highly risky behavior. All right. Let's talk some serious business. Bitcoin. The preeminent cryptocurrency bounced back over the weekend following a 12% bull market correction from Bitcoin's newest all-time high above $73,500. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed new BTC price lows of $64,522 on Bitstamp. After hitting new all-time highs last week, Bitcoin faced considerable sell-side pressure with a series of lower lows accompanied by failed rebounds. A couple of analysts highlighted interest for bidders on major exchanges, showing significant support levels between $60,000 and $64,000. And as you probably already know, Bitcoin kicked back to life today, surging past the $68,000 mark once again. Let's move on to some Ethereum ecosystem news following the success of the Denkun hard fork last week. If you missed it, I was in London last week for ETH Global, where Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin gave his thoughts on the Denkun hard fork, which introduced a basic dank sharding through EIP-4844. Several layer 2 rollups aggregate and process transactions off-chain and submit a summary proof of these transactions to the Ethereum blockchain. EIP-4844 introduces a new way for these rollups to add cheaper data to blocks by introducing the blob space as a replacement for using call data for storage. I'd spoken to a number of projects and developers from the Ethereum ecosystem in recent months who all expected to see rollup costs drop by at least 10 orders of magnitude. We're now beginning to see the actual effect as rollups upgrade their systems to direct to the blob space. A prime example is daily transactions on Coinbase's Ethereum Layer 2 network Base, which skyrocketed to a record 2 million transactions on March 16th, just a few days after the Denkun upgrade. Before the upgrade, Base was processing around 440,000 transactions per day. The day after that, this climbed to 1.1 million and continued to rise in the days following, hitting over 2 million on March 16th. Daily new users on Base also spiked to over 660,000 on the same day. That's a massive 3,200% increase from the average for the days leading up to Denkun. Starknet, another Ethereum L2 scaling protocol, also saw an estimated 99% drop in swap fees following the activation of Denkun. We've got another Ethereum ecosystem story on the menu, this one involving scaling protocol Arbitrum. Arbitrum whales have been moving a massive amount of tokens onto cryptocurrency exchanges following the unlock of a significant amount of vested tokens. On March 16, Arbitrum unlocked 1.1 billion ARB tokens worth around $2.3 billion. Data from crypto vesting tracker Token Unlocks showed that Arbitrum unlocked 673 million tokens for its advisors and its team members, while investors received around 438 million ARB tokens as well. Look on chain data from March 18th shows that at least 11 whale holders deposited tokens onto exchanges following the unlock. The 34 million ARB tokens tracked were valued at $58 million. The price of ARB has been decreasing in the lead up to the token unlock. ARB recorded a high of $2.22 on March 13 and dropped to $1.84 on March 16 on the day of the unlock. This marks a 29% drop below its all-time high of $2.39, which it hit on January 12th. According to Token Unlocks, Arbitrum is scheduled to release another 92.5 million tokens on the 16th of April. Lastly, I hope you're enjoying that coffee you brought from Starbucks while you're listening to this Rise in Crypto podcast, because it could be one of the last that could earn you a Starbucks NFT. That's right, the multinational coffee chain has announced it's ending its program that allowed customers to earn and buy digital collectible NFT stamps. Starbucks's Odyssey beta program will come to an end on the 31st of March. The program allowed users to engage in coffee-themed games and challenges in return for digital stamps that could be used to access new benefits and interactive experiences. It really is a full shutdown, as a marketplace where users traded their digital stamps, as well as the community Discord server, will be closed down. The company hasn't quite revealed the driving factor behind the move, but it noted that it's looking to evolve the program. The Web3-powered initiative was launched on the Polygon network back in September 2022. And that's it for today's episode. Consider yourself informed. Thank you for listening to the Rise and Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. Of course, if you're enjoying these daily updates, please make sure that you let us know by following, subscribing, or leaving a review. Have a great Monday. Robert Baggs will be back with you on Tuesday for your next crypto fix.